们先来翻开圣经加拉太书第六章。
Let's first turn to the Bible, Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 4.
第六章第九节。
Verse 9.
我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到的时候就要收成。
And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
行善这是一个很广泛的一个字眼。
Doing good is a very general term.
这包括着我们传福音是行善。
For example, preaching is doing good.
包括着我们在家里头能够孝敬父母。
This includes, being respectful to our parents.
这包括着在生活当中能够遵守神的教训。
This includes obeying God's commandments in our daily life.
这包括着在生活里头能够去关心别人，去爱人。
This includes loving others and caring for others in our daily life.
如果是错的事情，我们要赶快的一知道，我们赶快的悔改，赶快的不再去犯。
If we do something wrong, we must immediately repent and vow to never do it again.
但是好事情我们要努力的去做。
But if we realize we're doing something good, then we have to continuously do them.
所以这可能是单一一件的事情，我们要不灰心的一直去做。
And although it may be one thing, we have to determine to continue to do good.
照这个经节所说的，我们到的时候就要收成。
And then according to this verse, it says we shall reap at the end of due season.
那这也可以是生活当中每一个时候所遇到的每一件对的事情，我们都努力去做。
And this can refer to every good thing that can happen at whichever time in our life.
那一样的，到的时候就要收成。
And likewise, in due season, we shall reap.
神拣选我们的目的就是要去行善。
The purpose of God choosing us is so that we can do good.
请看以弗所书第二章。
Look at Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
第十节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Turn for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们被拣选，这是神的恩典，这是神的工作。
We have been chosen because of God's grace and His work.
在主耶稣基督里头，我们被拣选了。
In the Lord Jesus Christ, we have been chosen.
拣选的目的之一就是叫我们去行善。
One of the purpose of choosing us is so that we can do good.
那神也会预备我们去行善。
And also God will prepare us to do good.
那我们不灰心，我们就要到的时候就要收成。
As long as we do not lose heart in due season, we shall reap.
那我今天早上主要用约瑟来做例子来说明。
This morning I'd like to use the character Joseph as an example.
行善不灰心，到的时候就要收成。
If you do not lose heart while doing good, in due season you shall reap.
首先我们来看约瑟的收成。
First and foremost, let's look at Joseph's, reap.
请看创世纪41章。
Look at Genesis chapter 41.
创世纪41章52节。
Genesis chapter 41, verse 52.
五十二节，约瑟给次子起名叫以法莲，就是昌盛的意思，因为他说神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。
52, and the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction.
本来约瑟被卖到埃及当奴隶，这是受苦的事情。
Originally, Joseph was sold to Egypt as a slave, and that was a time of affliction.
但是每当他遇到对的事情，他就努力的去做。
But every time he encountered something good, he worked earnestly to do good things.
所以到了时候，他就有收成。
So in due season, he reaped.
所以这里他说，神让我在这个本来是受苦的埃及地，让我昌盛。
That's why here he says God has allowed him to be fruitful in the land of affliction.
再请看创世纪五十章二十节。
Look again in Genesis chapter 50.Verse 20.
创世纪五十章二十节。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
20, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive.
当时全地都在饥荒。
At the time, all lands were suffering from famine.
而且会继续的持续好几年。
And this will continue for many years.
很多人会因为饥荒而来丧失生命。
As a result of famine, many people would die.
那约瑟却在这样的时刻里头，他能够救了全家人的性命。
But it is at this time Joseph was able to save his whole family.
他们这些他的全家人能够来到这个埃及地有粮食的地方。
His whole family was able to move to Egypt, a land with food to eat.
他们不但没有遇到缺乏粮食，他们反而在埃及地来昌盛。
Not only did they not suffer from lack of food, but they were also able to live abundantly in Egypt.
这就是约瑟他行善他不灰心所得到的结果。
And this is the result of the good that Joseph did and the result of him not losing heart.
那我们来看约瑟在他的一生当中，只要遇到只要是好事情，他总是努力的去做。
So let us see how Joseph continued to do good things whenever he did.
请看创世纪37章。
Look at Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪37章第二节。
Genesis chapter 37 verse 2.
第二节，雅各的祭列如下：约瑟17岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊。他是个童子，与父亲的妾毗拉希帕的儿子们在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报告给他的父亲。
This is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father.
这里说17岁的约瑟他跟哥哥们一起在工作。
Here says Joseph was 17 years old and was feeding the flock with his brothers.
那哥哥们所做的一些事情看在约瑟的眼里。
And everything that the brothers did, Joseph saw it with his eyes.
当然在一起约瑟的哥哥们也会邀请他一起来参与。
Of course, because they were together, Joseph's brother would invite him to do what they were doing.
但是约瑟知道这些是不好的事情，约瑟就没有去参与。
But Joseph knew that the things they were doing were wrong, so he did not partake in their doing.
本来一般的人这样就可以了。
Normally, this would be sufficient for people.
我知道这个不好，那我不去参加。
If I know this is a bad thing to do, then I will not do it.
那这些邀请他去参与的人是他的哥哥。
And the people who invited him to do such things were his brothers.
所以约瑟知道什么是对的事情。
So Joseph knew what are good things.
他也不希望他的哥哥这样做不对的事情。
He also did not wish for his brothers to do these bad things.
约瑟将他最好的表现出来。
Joseph wanted to present his best.
这是不好的，不应该做。
This is the wrong thing. This is not something you should do.
他也希望他的哥哥们不要做这样的事情。
He also wished that his brothers did not do these bad things.
所以他将这些事情来报告给父亲知道。
So he reported a bad report to his father.
照说哥哥们应该谢谢约瑟。
Normally, the brothers should thank Joseph.
因为约瑟尝试着阻挡他们去做不对的事情。
Because Joseph tried and tried to prevent them from doing bad things.
但是约瑟却惹来哥哥们对他生气，甚至恨恶他。
But instead, Joseph received hate from his brothers.
约瑟是出于一个很好的动机。
Joseph originally did this out of a good intention.
而且他也采取行动。
And he also took action.
他将最好的表现出来。
He presented the best.
但是他却很受挫折。
But instead, he met many obstacles.
他没有得到哥哥们的欣赏，他反而得到哥哥们对他生气。
Not only did he not receive his brother's admiration, but he received the wrath.
但是无论如何，约瑟还是选择去做对的事情。
But nevertheless, Joseph still chose to do the right thing.
事实上，为什么行善会灰心呢？
In reality, why is it that sometimes people lose heart when they do good?
因为世界上充满着很多不合理的事情，不合理的人。
Because in this world, there are many unreasonable people and unreasonable things.
人的生活里头都讲求要合逻辑，要合理。
In our life, we emphasize on being logical.
但是人都很自私，人都只顾自己。
But people are very selfish and they only care for themselves.
哦，所以其实常常人是不合逻辑的，不合理的。
So in actuality, people are very unreasonable and very illogical.
在列王记下第五章里头提到一个亚兰人的元帅乃曼。
In the Second Kings, it mentions a general named Naaman.
这一个将军他很会打仗，但是他身上长了麻风。
This general was very capable of fighting, but he had leprosy.
他听说在以色列地有先知求告神能够医治人的病。
He heard that in the land of Israel there was a prophet and those who seek him can receive healing.
他就真的带了很多的礼物来找这个先知。
So he brought many gifts and went to find this priest.
他的目的就是要病得到医治。
His purpose is so that his leprosy can be healed.
他需要先知爱他，神爱他。
He needed the prophet to love him and he needed God to love him.
有神的怜悯才会有神的医治。
With God's mercy, then there will be healing.
但是常常神的工作透过人来做。
But oftentimes God would use people to carry out His work.
那先知他也怜悯这个乃曼。
And the prophet had mercy on Naaman.
所以他给乃曼一个得到医治的方法。
So he gave Naaman a way to receive healing.
就是到约旦河去沐浴七次。
That way is to go to the river Jordan to bathe seven times.
但是乃曼他却发怒了。
But Naaman started to be angry.
给他方法，但是他发怒了。
The prophet gave him a method, but he was angry.
原来他有他自己的想法。
Turns out that he had his own thinking.
他想得到医治。
He wanted to receive healing.
但是他自己认为他应该如何得到医治。
But he had his own method.Of how he should receive healing.
就是先知出来迎接他。
So the prophet came out to receive him.
先知为他祷告，甚至为他按手。
The prophet prayed for him and even laid hands on him.
这是他所认为的方法。
This was the method that he thought.
但是先知给他的方法却不是这样子。
But the method that the prophet gave him was not like so.
所以他就生气了，他就要离开了。
So he became angry and wanted to leave.
他如果真的回到他的国家，
If he really left and returned to his own kingdom,
他的病没有得到医治，
His sickness was not healed.
他可能就是出兵再来攻打以色列，
And he might even send out soldiers to attack Israel.
理由是因为你们的先知没有医治我的病，
And the reason would be that your prophet did not heal my sickness.
先知没有要医他的病吗？
Did the prophet not want to heal his sickness?
先知是靠着神的怜悯要医治他的病。
The prophet was using God's mercy to heal his sickness.
先知给他得到医治的方法。
And the prophet gave him a method to be healed.
后来他是有照着去做。
We know that afterwards, Naaman did indeed follow this method.
他真的也得到了医治。
And truly, he did receive healing.
但是因为他是一个有权柄的人。
Because Naaman was a man of authority.
所以呢他就变成一个不合理的人。
He became a very unreasonable person.
他生气了，看在先知的眼里。
And when he was angry, the prophet saw it.
但是先知还是怜悯他。
But the prophet was still merciful towards him.
当他照着去做，他的麻风病还是得到医治。
Because when Naaman followed the method,His leprosy was still healed.
这个叫做行善不灰心。
This is called not losing heart when doing good.
虽然人很自私，虽然人很固执，但是我们还是要怜悯人。
Even though man can be selfish and stubborn, God still has mercy on us.
那我们到了时候就要有收成。
And in due season, we shall reap.
请再看创世纪37章12节。
Look again at Genesis chapter 37, verse 12.
创世纪37章12节
Genesis chapter 37, verse 12.
约瑟的哥哥们往示剑去放他父亲的羊。
Then his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem.
有一次约瑟留在家里，哥哥们在外头工作。
One time Joseph stayed at home while his brothers went out to work.
十三节，以色列对约瑟说：“你哥哥们不是在示剑放羊吗？你来，我要打发你往他们那里去。”约瑟说：“我在这里。”
13. And Israel said to Joseph, "Are not your brothers feeding the flock in Shechem? Come, I will send you to them." So he said to him, "Here I am."
这些哥哥们在外头工作已经有一段时间了。
These brothers have been working outside for a period of time.
其实做父亲的他是爱每一个儿子。
As a father, Israel actually loved all his sons.
因为有一段时间没有这些孩子的消息，所以他很想知道孩子们有没有平安。
Because there has been a period of time where he did not hear news about his sons, so he started to worry.
所以他就这个雅各就要差派约瑟去看这其他的哥哥们有没有平安。
So Jacob wanted to send Joseph to see whether or not his brothers were peaceful.
这是一件对的事情。
This was a right thing.
这是孝顺父亲的一个作为。
And this is a action that is filial to his father.
去看哥哥们有平安，把这个好消息带回来给爸爸。
To see whether or not his brothers were saved and bring the good news back to his father.
让爸爸不用为这些哥哥们来挂虑。
So that his father would not have to worry over his brothers.
但是首先他必须愿意顺服爸爸的这一个差派。
But first, Joseph had to obey his father's calling.
但是在当时对约瑟来讲是有点困难。
But at the time,This was a rather difficult task for Joseph.
因为约瑟知道这些哥哥们都不喜欢他，甚至是恨恶他。
Because Joseph knew that his brothers did not like him and even hated him.
但是约瑟他有一个眼大的眼光。
But Joseph had a kind heart.
他知道他必须要跟哥哥们能够和平和睦。
He knew he had to reconcile with his brothers.
约瑟知道他的父亲雅各是蒙神拣选的。
Joseph knew that his father Jacob was chosen by God.
他们的家族在当时不是一个大的家族。
His family at the time was not a large family.
他们的人数是少的。
The people were few.
所以他们每一个家庭成员都很重要。
So every single family member is very important.
所以他们大家要一起要能够和睦的相处。
So that's why everybody should be united in peace.
所以约瑟愿意踏出这个困难的一步。
So for Joseph to step out and reach out to his brother.
他愿意主动的去表达他对哥哥们的关心。
He was willing to actively express his concerns for his brother.
当然这个也是父亲的关心。
Of course, this is also his father's concerns.
因为他们是神所拣选的。
Because they were chosen by God.
有很多的事情他们要一起来做。
A lot of times they have to do things together.
所以他们彼此之间不能够有怨恨，不和睦。
So they should not have any conflict or hate between the family members.
所以约瑟知道去看哥哥们，这是一件善事，对的，好的事情。
So Joseph knew that to go find his brothers was a good thing that he should do.
一个有眼光的人，他会去做好的事情。
For a person with eyesight, he knew that he should do things.
但是我们也知道，约瑟的哥哥们并不是以这样来对待约瑟。
But we know that Joseph's brothers did not treat Joseph in this way.
他们反而趁约瑟自己一个人，他们陷害了约瑟。
Rather, they took the opportunity when Joseph was alone to try to hurt him.
这就是为什么行善会有人会灰心。
This is why sometimes when you do good, you will encounter threats from other people.
因为我们行善，但是却受打击。
Because when we do good, we actually receive opposition.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们行善不要灰心。
But the Bible tells us we should not lose heart when we do good.
到了时候，我们就要有收成。
In due season, we shall reap.
请参考民数记14章
Reference to Numbers
民数记十四章第十节。
Numbers chapter 14, verse 10.
第十节，但前会众说，拿石头打死他们两人。忽然主的荣光在会幕中向以色列众人显现。
Verse 10, and all the congregation set to stone them with stones. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle meeting before all the children of Israel.
众人说，拿起石头要打死加勒跟耶稣亚。
The congregation said to stone Joshua and Caleb.
因为他们说，我们现在就进去迦南地。
Because they said, right now, let us enter the land of Canaan.
但是另外有十个人说不能进去。
But there are 10 other people who said they cannot enter.
因为那里城墙高大，因为那里的人很强壮。
Because they said the walls were fortified and the people there are strong.
那这两个人为什么敢说我们进去？
So how is it that these people can say we can enter?
因为这是神的命令。
Because this is the commandment of God.
因为那个迦南地是神应许要赐给他们的。
Because the land of Canaan was the promised land.
因为整个路上都有神的作为，都有神的带领。
Because on their journey to the land of Canaan, it was full of works from God.
所以进迦南这件事情也一定会有神的带领。
So entering Canaan will be guided by God.
他们是有眼光的人。
These were people with eyesight.
所以他们说我们要做对的事情。
So they said we have to do the good thing.
但是他们却受到许多人 的这个打击。
But instead, they faced opposition from many people.
但是他们没有就因为这样子来灰心。
But they did not lose heart as a result.
他们还是爱这所有的人。
They still love these people.
他们还是跟着这所有的人一起在旷野这样漂流。
They still follow the congregation to wander in the wilderness.
行善不灰心，到时候就会有收成。
If you do not lose heart while doing good work, in due season, you shall reap.
这是基督徒生活的一个很重要的态度。
This is an important attitude that we should have as Christians.
只要遇到好的事情，我们就努力的去做。
When we encounter good things,We should try our best to do them.
所以也照着神的应许，到的时候我们就会有收成。
So that in due season we shall reap.
也就是所谓的成功。
And this is the so-called success.
请看但以理书第六章。
Look at Daniel chapter 6.
但以理书第六章第四节。
Daniel chapter 6, verse 4.
第四节，那时总长和总督寻找但以理误国的把柄，为要参他，只是找不着他的错误过失，因为他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。
4. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him.
但以理也是一个行善不灰心的人。
Daniel was a person who did not lose heart while doing good.
所以到的时候他就有收成。
So in due season, he reaped.
所以在巴比伦的帝国他非常的成功。
So in the kingdom of Babylon, he was very successful.
他很得到国王对他的重用。
He was very useful to the king.
这些国王身旁的人本来都是跟但以理一起来工作，一起来服侍这个巴比伦王。
Originally, the people around the king were the people who worked with Daniel to serve Babylon.
既然他们一起工作，所以他们也应该是朋友。
So if they were working together, then they might have been friends.
但是当但以理他成功了。
But when Daniel started to become more successful,
这些人就不再是朋友。
These people were no longer friends.
他们却成为敌人。
They started to become enemies.
他们要陷害但以理。
They wanted to hurt Daniel.
这也是为什么做善事有时候人会灰心。
That is why sometimes when we do good things, we may lose heart.
当我们成功的时候，人常常就变成我们的敌人。
Sometimes when we become successful, people around us will become our enemies.
但是圣经告诉我们，行善不要灰心。
But the Bible tells us if we should not lose heart when we do good.
无论如何，我们还是要努力的去做对的事情。
No matter what, we still have to work hard to do the right thing.
无论如何，我们还是要努力的去成功。
No matter what, we have to strive to succeed.
尤其在信仰的道路上面，我们一定要成功。
Especially in this walk of faith, we have to strive to become successful.
为什么行善会让人灰心？
Why is it that while doing good, we may lose heart?
做好事不是要得到人家的肯定跟赞美吗？
When we do good, are we not trying to obtain recognition from other people?
但是常常人的心胸是狭窄的。
But sometimes our hearts can be narrow-minded.
人的心胸充满着嫉妒。
Our heart can be full of jealousy.
当人在做好事的时候，旁边的人可能用负面的话来对待。
When someone is doing good, the people around him may be using negative things to criticize him.
请看《撒母耳记上》17章。
Look at First Samuel, chapter 17.
撒母耳记上17章28节。
First Samuel chapter 17, verse 28.
28节，大卫的长兄以利亚听见大卫以他们所说的话，就向他发怒，说：“你下来做什么呢？在旷野的那几只羊，你托了谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意，你下来特为要看征战。”
28. Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the man, and Eliab's anger was aroused against David, and he said,Why did you come down here, and with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and your insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle.
这个哥利亚在羞辱以色列的军队，在羞辱亵渎神的名。
This Goliath was mocking the army of Israel and was mocking the name of God.
这些以色列的军队他们却害怕。
So the army of Israel started to be afraid.
那大卫他到了战场，他听到哥利亚的话，他心中很着急。
And David was very wary when he heard this mocking from Goliath, so he came to the battle.
所以他就到处的去打听，怎么能够容许这样的事情。
So he went around and tried to find out how can such a person, mock God.
怎么能够让这个没有受割礼的人这样来亵渎神的名？
How can we have this person without circumcision to treat God's name like this?
但是28节是大卫的哥哥对他的评语。
But in verse 8 was the comments from David's brother.
说你是骄傲的，你是不怀好意的，你是来看热闹的。
He said David was a person who was proud, he was insolent in his heart, and have come to see the battle.
大卫或许可以说，那算了，我就回去了，我也不是金人。
Perhaps for David, he could have said, "All right, I will go back home, and because I'm not a soldier."
但是大卫也是一个行善不灰心的人。
But David was also a man who did not lose heart while doing good.
他要做好事，别人说你只是为你自己做打算。
He wanted to do the good thing.But other people said he was doing it for himself.
是的，行善可能会惹来人的误会。
Yes, when we do good, we may encounter misunderstandings.
但是行善不要灰心。
But let us not lose heart while doing good.
无论如何，对的事情，我们还是要努力的去做。
No matter what, as long as we are doing the right thing, we have to do them continuously.
请看创世纪39章。
Look at Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪39章第9节。
Genesis chapter 39, verse 9.
约瑟说，在这家里没有比我大的，并且没有留下一样不交给我，只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
Joseph said, there is no greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you.But you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
约瑟是波提法的仆人，所以他就对他的主人忠心。
Joseph was the servant of Potiphar, so he was very loyal to his master.
约瑟是神的百姓，所以他敬畏神。
Joseph was a person of God, so he revered God.
在这里，主人不在场。
In this circumstance, the master was not home.
在这里，约瑟的父亲不在场。
Here, Joseph's father was not present.
在这里，神看不见，看不见神。
Over here, they cannot see God.
啊，但是什么是对的事情
？So what is the good thing?
约瑟应该还是要对他的主人有忠心。
Joseph should still remain loyal to his master.
啊，约瑟必须仍然敬畏神。
Joseph should still revere God.
啊，那约瑟他也真的这样来做。
And Joseph truly did such thing.
哦，所以他不敢跟主人的妻子犯罪，他不敢得罪神。
So he did not dare to sin against God with his master's wife.
哦，这个约瑟他是这么诚实的，这么坦白的来对人对神。
Joseph was such an honest man towards man and towards God.
那我们知道，结果约瑟受到了伤害。
And we all know that as a result, Joseph encountered suffering.
哦，他的女主人诬告约瑟。
His master's wife, lied to his master.
控告约瑟。
He falsely accused him.
哦，所以约瑟的主人把约瑟下到监牢里。
So Joseph's master sent him to prison.
哦，为什么行善会灰心
？Why is it that we lose heart when we do good?
啊，因为我们很诚实、很坦然的来对待人，但是我们得到的是伤害。
Because we often end up with hurt from other people, even though we were honest.
但是无论如何，啊，我们还是要行善。
But no matter what, we still have to do good.
啊，无论如何，我们还是用最真实的我们来对待人。
No matter what, we have to use the most genuine self, our genuine self, to treat other people.
约瑟对主人忠心，所以他总是非常认真的来工作。
Joseph was very loyal to his master, so he did all his work fervently.
哦，所以他的主人也能够看到约瑟的努力。
And his master was able to see the hard work that Joseph put into.
所以他的主人也会一直来提升约瑟的地位。
That's why his master continued to promote Joseph.
但是无论如何，约瑟他是一个外族人。
But no matter what, Joseph was still a person who was outside, who's an outsider.
哦，无论如何，约瑟只是他主人用钱买来的奴隶。
No matter what, Joseph was still a slave that was bought with money.
哦，所以他的主人很可能任何一天都能改变他的态度，改变他的决定。
So it is very possible for his master to change his mind any day.
哦，约瑟他是没有什么话可以讲。
And Joseph did not have any say.
在那个时代，仆人就好像货品一样，是可以买，是可以卖。
At that time, slaves were just like objects you can sell and buy any time.
哦，被买来的在家里头本来就是没有地位。
Those who were bought, they have no say in the household.
哦，可以被当成货物来买卖，在社会上就是没有地位。
As an object to be bought and sold, they have no say in society.
哦，所以约瑟这许多的努力是没有保障的。
So all this work, all this hard work Joseph put into had no guarantee.
哦，也真的，他马上的就被下到监牢里。
And really, immediately he was sent into prison.
这也是为什么行善会灰心。
This is why we may lose heart when we do good.
啊，但是无论如何，我们还是要努力，还是要去建设。
But nevertheless, we still have to work hard and we still have to build.
我们再看创世纪40章第七节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 40.
第七节。
Verse 7.
约瑟问法老的二臣，就是啊，他与他同囚在他主人府里的，说你们今日为什么面带愁容呢？
7. So he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in the custody of his Lord's house, saying, Why do you look so sad today?
在监牢里，约瑟遇到了两位法老的臣仆。
In prison, Joseph met two officers of Pharaoh.
啊，他发现这两个人面带愁容。
He realized that these people look sad.
哦，这时候约瑟应该去关心他们。
At this time, Joseph should go care for them.
哦，因为这是善事。
Because this is the good thing.
所以耶瑟就主动的去了解他们。
So Joseph went and asked them, tried to understand them.
耶瑟不但去了解他们，耶瑟也去帮助他们。
Not only did Joseph try to understand them, but he also tried to help them.
我们再看23节。
Look at verse 23.
23节，酒政却不纪念耶瑟，竟忘了他。
23, yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him.
耶瑟很真诚的去关心这两个人。
Joseph earnestly tried to care for these two people.
耶瑟就知道了他们为什么面带愁容。
Joseph knew why they were sad.
那耶瑟他靠着神，他能够帮助他们。
And with the help of God, Joseph was able to help them.
所以耶瑟也真的去帮助他们。
So really, Joseph went and helped them.
那其中一个人就是这个酒政，他照耶瑟所说的，他出了监牢，他又去服侍这个法老。
But one of these two people was the chief butler, just like Joseph said, after he got out of prison, he went back to serving the Pharaoh.
他得到耶瑟的帮助，曾经得到耶瑟的安慰。
He received Joseph's help, and he once received Joseph's care.
那耶瑟有跟他讲，我是被冤枉而下在监牢里。
And Joseph even told him that he was falsely accused and sent to prison.
所以你出去之后，替我在法老面前说一下我的情形。
So when you get out of prison, can you explain the situation to Pharaoh?
但是23节这个酒政他却不纪念耶瑟。
But in verse 23, the chief butler did not remember Joseph.
这么大的事情怎么有可能忘记？
Such a great thing, how can someone forget?
所以他是故意忘记。
So he did not remember him on purpose.
因为要帮忙耶瑟，这是一件很困难的事情。
Because to help Joseph was a very difficult thing.
他又不是埃及人。
He was not an Egyptian.
他只是一个被买来的仆人。
He was only a slave who was bought.
法老怎么有可能去处理这样的事情？
How can Pharaoh handle such thing?
所以还是算了吧，
so,
不管他。
So let's forget it. Let's forget him.
为什么行善会灰心？
Why do we lose heart when we do good?
今天在别人身上做好事，明天就被忘记了。
Today we may do good things to other people, but tomorrow they will forget it.
人的自私真的是会这样子。
A man's selfishness is really like so.
但是圣经说行善不要灰心。
But the Bible says to not lose heart while doing good.
到了时候就要有收成。
In due season, you shall reap.
所以无论如何，我们对人还是要行善。
So no matter what, we still have to do good to other people.
甚至有时候别人很需要帮助的时候，你帮助了他。
Even when other people really need help, you still have to help them.
但是以后呢，他不但把你忘记，他甚至还要攻击你。
But in the future, they may forget you or even try to attack you.
这是人性很负面的地方。
This is a very negative aspect of the human nature.
这也让我们知道人真的有罪。
And this tells us that man really has sin.
但是行善不要灰心。
But do not lose heart while doing good.
我们还是要去帮助人。
We still have to help other people.
这个酒政听了耶瑟告诉他耶瑟的遭遇。
This chief butler heard the calamity that Joseph faced.
他们应该也非常的同情。
He should have been very empathetic.
所以或许在谈话的当中他们也安慰了耶瑟。
So perhaps in their conversation, he tried to comfort Joseph.
或许在谈话的当中他也给耶瑟承诺。
So perhaps in their conversation, he may have promised Joseph.
但是出了监牢他得了自由他就把这一切放到旁边去。
But when he left the prison and received freedom, he put all these things aside.
耶瑟是被买来的。
Joseph was bought.
他是没有地位的。
He was not a man of position.
他是一个弱者弱势。
He was a weak.
弱势族群。
He was the minority.
是的，人也都有那很正面的心，会怜悯人。
Yes, people can still have a very positive attitude to have mercy on others.
你的遭遇真的非常可怜，真的是值得同情。
Your difficulties are truly sad and very empathetic.
但是人会去为这个弱势的人去努力吗？
But will man try to help those who are the minority?
常常是不会的。
Oftentimes they wouldn't.
会同情，但是不会去为他们努力。
You may be empathetic, but you will not work hard for them.
因为对方他没有那个能力来为我们做什么。
Because the other person does not have any power to do things for us.
所以这个九正出去了，他还是好好的去做法老王的九正。
So when the chief butler left prison, he continued to be a good chief butler for Pharaoh.
他还是去追随这个最有权势的法老王。
He still continued to pursue after the most authoritative Pharaoh.
但是我们行善不要灰心。
But let's not lose heart when we do good.
我们还是要努力的去关怀，去为弱势的人做一些事情。
We still have to strive to care for others and help those who are weak.
当丹以理被王提升的时候，
When Daniel was promoted by the king,
他在王的面前也提起他的三个朋友。
He mentioned his three friends in front of the king.
他的三个朋友也是一样的，是被人家从犹大地抓来的。
His three friends were just like him, who were captured from the land of Judah.
也是弱势的人。
They were the minorities.
但是丹以理为他们努力。
But Daniel worked hard for them.
我们看创世纪四十章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 40.
创世纪四十章第八节。
Genesis chapter 40 verse 8.
第八节，约瑟对他们说：“我们个人做了。”他们对约瑟说，我们个人做了一个梦，没有人能解。约瑟说，解梦不是出于神吗？请你们将梦告诉我。
And they said to him, we each have had a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. So Joseph said to them, do not interpretation belong to God? Tell them to me, please.
为什么那两个人面带愁容？
Why did those two people look sad?
因为他们做了很奇怪的梦。
Because they had a weird dream.
通常梦过了醒来就忘了。
Oftentimes when we have a dream and we wake up, we will forget it.
但是他们却很清楚地记得这个梦。
But these two people very clearly remember their dream.
所以这个梦对他们来讲应该有什么意思在里头。
So to them, this dream had meaning to it.
但是他们又不晓得。
But they did not understand the dream.
约瑟这里说，这个解梦不是出于神吗？
So Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to God?
他不是说，这有什么问题，我来替你们解。
He did not say, let me solve all your problems.
他说这是出于神。
He said, it is from God.
再请看41章。
Look at chapter 41.
16节。
Verse 16.
约瑟回答法老说，这不在乎我，神必将平安的话回答法老。
So Joseph answered Pharaoh saying, it is not in me,God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace.
约瑟应该在法老面前来表现一下自己的能力。
Joseph should have tried to show off his talents in front of Pharaoh.
但是在这里约瑟他先将神提出来。
But here Joseph first mentioned God.
这不是我的能力，这是在于神。
It is not my ability, but God's ability.
什么叫做行善？
What is doing good?
就是在神的面前能够谦卑，能够荣耀神。
It is to be humble before God and to glorify God.
真的靠着神的恩，很多事情才能够成就。
Truly, according to God's grace, many things are fulfilled.
我们的事业，我们的家庭，我们的学业，教会里头的工作，都是这样子的。
Our work, our school life, our family, andthe work in church, they were all like this.
我们在神的面前，我们要谦卑，我们要记得荣耀他的名。
In front of God, we have to be humble and we have to remember to glorify His name.
为什么行善不容易？
Why is it hard to do good?
啊，因为我们只想到自己。
Because we only think for ourselves.
啊，因为我们总是要把荣耀归给自己。
Because we only want to glorify ourselves.
因为我们常常忘了，是因为主的恩才能够成就。
Because we often forget, it is because of God's grace we have been fulfilled.
啊，所以我们要继续努力，谦卑自己，荣耀神的名。
So we have to keep on striving to humble ourselves so we can glorify God's name.
创世纪45章第四节。
Genesis chapter 45, verse 4.
第四节，约瑟又对他的弟兄们说，请你们进前来。他们就进前来。他说，我是你们的兄弟约瑟，就是你们所卖到埃及的。
4. And Joseph said to his brothers, please come near me. So they came near and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold to Egypt.
第五节，现在不要因为把我卖到这里自忧自恨，这是神差我在你们以先来要保全生命。
5. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life.
一开始约瑟真的在埃及是受了很多的苦。
In the beginning, Joseph encountered many hardships in Egypt.
现在这些害他的哥哥们就在他的眼前。
And now these brothers who try to hurt him are right in front of him.
而且他们一点抵抗力都没有。
And they did not have any defense against him.
约瑟能够任意的来摆布他们，来伤害他们。
Joseph can do whatever he wants with them and hurt him.
这时候约瑟的心中也是非常的矛盾，非常的复杂的。
And this, at this time, Joseph's heart was very conflicted and very confused.
这是人一定会有的一种挣扎。
This is the struggle that man will have.
我怎么来处理这些人？
How am I going to deal with these people?
所以约瑟他也哭了。
So Joseph wept.
没有在他的哥哥的面前哭。
He did not cry in front of his brothers.
因为他的心里充满着激动，充满着挣扎。
Because his heart was full of struggle and full of emotions.
在这样的情况之下，就很自然的从情绪上来表达。
It's under these circumstances that it's very easy to be emotional.
他必须选择什么是对的，什么是好的。
He must choose between what is right and wrong.
他选择做对的事情。
He chose to do the right thing.
他选择顺服神。
He chose to obey God.
他选择不对哥哥们采取报复的行动。
He chose not to exact revenge on his brothers.
他不再去纪念哥哥们对他所行的不好。
He did not remember the bad things his brother did to him.
我们再请看创世纪五十章。
Let's please look to Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪五十章十九节。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 19.
十九节，约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕。”我岂能代替神呢？
Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God?"
这么大的事情不会忘记的。
For such a great thing, cannot forget.
约瑟的受苦不是一天两天。
Joseph's suffering was not a day or two.
约瑟的受苦不是一个月两个月。
Joseph's suffering was not a month or two months.
是一个很漫长的受苦。
It is a very long process of suffering.
这怎么有可能忘记？
How can one forget this?
所以约瑟的哥哥们也知道约瑟是不会忘记的。
So Joseph's brother know that he will not forget.
以人性来看，没有忘记就是要采取报复的行动。
From the human nature perspective, if you do not forget, you will try to exact revenge.
啊，真的很多人是这样子。
Truly, many people are like this.
这就是为什么行善是不容易的。
This is why doing good is not easy.
那约瑟他继续的敬畏神。
But Joseph continued to revere God.
他说：“我怎么能够代替神？”
He said, "For am I in the place of God?"
我没有资格来处理这个事情。
I do not have any status to carry out.
我必须把这个整个事情交在神的手中。
I must put all these things under the hand of God.
我必须顺服神要我做的事情。
I must obey in all things that God tells me.
神要他做的就是赦免哥哥们。
And God wants him to forgive his brothers.
神要他做的就是继续的好好的来保护 哥哥们。
God wants Joseph to continue to protect his brothers.
所以我们就看到到的时候约瑟就有收成。
So we can see that for Joseph in due season, he reaped.
他得到神的祝福。
He received God's blessing.
一直到今天我们还常常提起他这些美好的榜样。
Even until today, we continue to talk about his good example.
愿神帮助我们，让我们都能够行善，不灰心。
May God help us to do good without losing heart.
为什么约瑟他能够做到？
So how did Joseph accomplish this?
因为神曾经给约瑟做了两个梦。
Because God once allowed Joseph to have two dreams.
这个就是约瑟的异梦，约瑟的异象。
And these were Joseph's prophetic dreams and his visions.
今天神也让我们在生活当中借着他的道理让我们来生活当中有方向有目标。
Today in our lives, God has allowed us to have a direction through his words.
我们要紧抓着这个不改变的目标方向。
We have to grasp hope onto this unchanging direction and goal.
这样子我们才能够行善不气馁不灰心。
So we can do good without losing heart.
愿天父真神他继续的帮助我们。
May our Heavenly Father continue to help us.
让我们能够行善不灰心。
So that we can do good without losing heart.
让我们到的时候我们就有收成。
So that in due season we shall reap.
让我们能够将更多的赞美更多的荣耀来归给天上的神。
So that we can give even more praise and even more glory to our Heavenly Father.
我们一起默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.